the pandemic is making Amazon very, very rich. Later today, for the first time ever, the online retail giant is expected to report more than $100 billion in quarterly revenue. Let's take a look with Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. And Robin, Amazon made a lot of money in the fourth quarter, and a big chunk of it from the holiday shopping season when the company says it delivered 1.5 billion packages.
I mean, it's surreal to see a corporation of this size, of this heft, still grow its business at such a clip. Amazon is already worth $1.7 trillion. It's estimated, Wall Street says that all of e-commerce grew by about 50% last year. Within that, about 40% of U.S. online shopping happens at Amazon. So I used to compare Amazon to a massive planet or a gigantic sun, but it's more like this gargantuan black hole sucking everything into its abyss.
Wow. So what should we take away from that earnings report that's coming later today?
Well, the disruption can be quite disruptive and unfair, actually. I don't think Wall Street judges Amazon as a retailer, you know, scrutinizing same-store sales or profit per square foot. Is it a grocer? I mean, it owns Whole Foods. Is it a logistics giant? You think about all those trucks and planes and warehouses. No, is it a cloud computing colossus? You add it all up, and the universe seems to just give Amazon CEO and founder Jeff Bezos the ultimate benefit of the doubt time and time again. And it drives competitors, which, let's face it, everyone is a competitor. It drives them mad.
Yeah, remember at the start of the pandemic, Amazon, I guess you could say, kind of struggled to keep up with the surge of online shoppers. And then rivals like Walmart and Etsy were kind of giving them a little bit of a run for their money. But apparently, Amazon figured it out over the last couple months.
Yeah, that's why I think this is kind of asymmetric competition and warfare with them. You know, the benefit of the doubt that I mentioned, it kind of extends to the culture of investment at Amazon. If management wants to have a quarter or two of deferring billions into expansion, well, you as the shareholder have to accept that. During the pandemic, we saw Amazon add more than 400,000 workers, and it also goosed warehouse and provisioning square footage by almost 50%. Again, for a company of this size, that just doesn't happen.
Wow. So not only was it Amazon that hit this $100 billion milestone, but Apple just did the same thing a few days ago. What does that tell you about the power and the clout of these big tech companies in the middle of an economic crisis?
Yeah, Apple, Facebook, Microsoft, Amazon, big tech really thrives. It has the balance sheets to adjust in a time of crisis. They have the network effects of massive user bases. I think, Peter, it's the exception to the rule when something like COVID happens and a third party player like Zoom pounces on a niche opportunity, a sudden need. But big tech already had its hands full with so much else. If you just take Amazon in isolation, not only did grocery delivery demand skyrocket, what about the streaming boom? You know, people binging, how that taxed Amazon Web Services. Think about Amazon Prime Video, in addition to its many other businesses.
So there's the tech giants. And then look what's happening over at ExxonMobil. The company reported its first annual loss in 40 years. What's happening there?
There's that famous business school line, innovate or die. Exxon was, as recently, I think, as 2013, the country's most valuable public company. Its full year 2019 profit was north of $14 billion. Then, with the pandemic and all the attendant economic woes, everything fell apart. Billions and billions in write-downs. It's selling furniture basically to maintain its dividend. It got kicked out of the Dow, and now it's kicking and screaming into a carbon-constrained future. And just by way of conclusion, Amazon is now worth about 8 Exxons.
Robin Farzad, thanks.